I had an elder one time said to me, he says, are you a rabbi? And I said, well, why would you say that? He said, because you like to preach out of that old book all the time. And of course, by the old book, he meant the Old Testament. And of course, I'm also kind of a historian. I love history, and I love reading about history, and I love talking about history. So the Old Testament just kind of comes natural to me. And interesting enough, when I was in the Navy, I wore a big red beard. My hair jet black, my beard was red, and most of the 1,500 men on that ship referred to me as Rabbi because they knew that I was a Christian, and I talked about my faith. So, no, I'm not a rabbi, but I am a person who loves the Word of God, and I love to tell the stories of the Old Testament because I think there's a lot to be learned there. And so yesterday I introduced to you a character by the name of Joab, and probably about a half of this congregation that's listening to me now has heard of Joab. He was David's captain of the host. He was also David's nephew. And as I said yesterday, he just kind of shows up in Scripture. We just find him. All of a sudden, he says, Joab, and they start talking about Joab. Joab had two brothers, and they were men much like him, very capable men. One by the name of Abishai, and the other was Asahel. Now, I mentioned yesterday another character by the name of Abner. And I know when you're out there listening to all this, it's hard to keep all of this in your head. I'm trying to simplify as much as I can. But after the death of King Saul, and you remember David had been over in the area of Philistia and living in a city named of Ziklag. And when Saul died, he came on across the border, went to the city of Hebron and declared himself as king. And actually, the city of Hebron and Judah, they declared him as king. And he did reign for 7 years out of Hebron as king over Judah. But on the northern side, Abner, who had been Saul's captain of the host, now took one of his sons, one of Saul's sons, and set him up. And very much he was a puppet king. And Abner was captain of the host, but kind of running the country. And that's where we find Job. The two of them are sitting around a pool. And the armies are out there in front of them. And they say, well, let's let the young men play. And then basically, civil war broke out. And this was kind of the, what was happening. But David and his army, he was not only fighting the army of Ishbosheth with Abner's captain of the host, he was also fighting other tribes and nations around him. Quite a state. And this man, Joab, became very center to that, him and his brothers. And they were very instrumental in David's early years of success in bringing peace and prosperity to the nation of Israel in those days, to the point where they're saying that in the city of Jerusalem, silver has no more value than stone because it was so plentiful. Now, this kind of sets you up to what we'll be talking about the remainder of the week, about this man by the name of Joab. Pastor Jack King with the gospel on the radio broadcast.